Ice sheets are vulnerable to melting in a warming world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Reed Scherer, professor of geology at Northern Illinois University, takes a look back in history to help predict the future.
Why are 3-million-year-old microscopic ocean fossils found high in the trans-Antarctic mountains? Scientists who study Antarctica's ice sheets have debated this question for decades. In a new study, we describe how the fossils came to rest in the mountains. Our findings add to mounting evidence that parts of the massive East Antarctic ice sheet shrank during the Pliocene epoch about 3 million years ago, when the world was only slightly warmer than it is today. That means the ice sheets could be vulnerable to significant retreat and rapidly rising seas in a warming planet. Using a sophisticated ice sheet and climate model, we showed that during the warm Pliocene, ice retreated by as much as 300 miles, raising sea level and altering the coastline worldwide. Ice-filled Antarctic basins became ocean, with prolific growth of microscopic plankton known as diatoms. Massive numbers of diatoms then accumulated as fossils on the seafloor. As the heavy ice retreated, the coastline flexed upward, exposing previously submerged seafloor, now strewn with the tiny fossils. Like dust particles, these fossils were lifted from the surface and carried by strong winds. The winds transported them across the continent toward the tops of the transantarctic mountains, where they accumulated on the rough surface of old glacial sediment. So what does this mean for our future? Global warming is currently raising sea level, but collapsing ice sheets would greatly accelerate the rise. Burning fossil fuel has now artificially raised the atmospheric CO2 concentration to levels matching that of the warm Pliocene, threatening the ice sheets. Importantly, the models show that the rate of sea level rise could be slowed if the world cuts back on carbon dioxide output. We'd still have a problem, but by acting, we could buy some time.
That was Reed Scherer of Northern Illinois University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.